Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another update of Christine Maxwell, aka Jeffrey Epstein's girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, sorry. She was involved with the whole sex ring organization that they both had in Orgy Island, and she was arrested 3 days ago, Friday. And apparently she has secret recordings of every most powerful man on the planet. And she's recorded what they've been doing and what they've been saying. Now, in the whole spectrum of things, in my perspective, I am calling for the U.S. to actually impose some kind of restrictions against her and not let anyone go into her holding cell and hold her 24/7 supervision, because I find what happened to Jeffrey Epstein was no suicide attempt. It was a planned motive by major elites who were about to get my favorite word, canceled. They were about to get canceled, but they escaped to the thick of it by blaming Epstein and by saying that he was found hung in his New York cell. Now, Christine Maxwell is a very well-known person in the with giant elites, and it says that she will be transferred to a New York prison yet again, like Mr. Jeffrey Epstein, after his arrest. But in any case, this still looks like an ongoing investigation, and it will be for many, many years to come. But it is said that she will be willing to give out information to the federal government about whom those people, those elites, have been and have actually been involved with the illegal sex ring run by Mr. Jeffrey Epstein, apparently run by him. Many people don't know this, but when something goes wrong in the elite world, they blame it on someone who's unnoticed for several years. Someone that's never been a kind of person like Jeffrey Epstein was. Now, I'm not going to say that Jeffrey Epstein is... Jeffrey Epstein is not guilty of doing such horrible acts to young children. But I am saying that there was a purpose behind it, and many people don't know the purpose yet, but we will come to the realization of those purposes and why the elites blame Jeffrey Epstein for most everything when everything comes out. Maxwell was reportedly arrested and raided. Her home got raided by 20 SWAT team members. Her home of Pennsylvania was just... She was just in a Pennsylvania town, you know. And she is reason to be afraid of to many elites. And they used a coordinated spy plane, armed agents to take down Mrs. Maxwell. But she is charged in the connection of Jeffrey Epstein's abuse case. Like I was saying in my Madeleine McCain video, there's people that believe that Mrs. Maxwell and Mr. John Podesta stole or kidnapped Madeline McCain with from her parents. I'm sorry, from her parents, and took her from her hotel suite in Portugal. Now, why they target kids like Madeline McCain, I do not know. But Madeline McCain will not be a person of we won't forget her. Not in our minds. But in any case, Mrs. Maxwell will likely give out names of who the people or the rich elites were in order to grant her a lower sentence by Jeffrey, or by the acts committed by her. Many people still believe that there's people out there working for Mr. Jeffrey Epstein and working for the elites. Yes, there is people working. I'm not surprised they wouldn't be. And if they hired a hitman to kill Mrs. Maxwell in prison, that wouldn't be a surprise to me either. Now, another thing I want to discuss with people on my podcast. Many people, when they hear the word Democrat or the Democratic Party, they automatically think of equality, justice, and fairness. Back in the 1800s, the Democratic Party was a very racist party, especially towards the black community, the African American community. Now, there is a historical sign that says Democratic Party for white people and the Republican Party for the N-word people. I'm not going to say the N-word because it is demoralizing and it is such a horrible word. It shouldn't be used. But the Republican Party was for the African American people, and the Democratic was for the white people, apparently. But a lot of people don't recognize the Democratic Party as being a racist party. They think equality, they think justice, they think fairness. In all fairness, those people are blind. Because just as the population of the African American community, the Mexican community, the Latino community, the Hispanic community started to grow up, the Democrats woke up and said, oh, this is going to be a real blooper for us. We need to change our social and economic and equality system to a basic new form of freedom and a basic illusion of African Americans and Latinos and etc. Knowing that we're giving them the illusion of a choice and of a vote and of a voice. I'm not against the Democratic Party. I am not against the Republican Party. But when you have someone like Mr. Joe Biden, which says, if you're not for me, you're for Donald Trump, then you're not black. That came out of his mouth. Like, are you serious? Are you for real right now? Those words are demeaning towards the black community. Joe Biden is such a racist president, and he is a pedophile. Again, I will stick to those words. Joe Biden is a pedophile. He's grew up many kids and many females in many photos. He doesn't have dementia. He's been quite not right in the brain for many years. But Joe Biden is another one of those people, another one of those sicko peepos that are pedos. And I'm not against Trump or against Biden. I am a neutral side in my perspective. But who I am against is the Democratic Party. Because they are a party of racism. But in any case, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. This is just an update. I just wanted to update everyone on Mrs. Glistine's Maxwell's arrest. But anything, thank you for hearing me, and thank you for listening to what I have to say, because many of these media corporations are not putting out the whole story out there, and they're just waiting for something to happen and not reporting on the situation. But in any case, thank you guys so much for watching. I'll join you for the next one. Bye-bye.